we're hearing is going to be agreed between the operator and the department is simply unworkable for the people of Donegal. And like, when you look at it, and the airline and the department will say the same number of flights will continue to exist, the reality is the midday flight is now gone. It won't exist anymore. And for some people to be able to get up to Dublin early to make that a crucial maybe health appointment and to get down on the flight then in the middle of the day is no longer going to be an option for them. Indeed, the new schedule will mean that the plane will leave later on in the morning, and also won't will be coming down later in the evening. And I don't think that's acceptable at all. Like, the idea of a flight going up to Dublin at 8:30 in the evening, I don't think the demand is there for it. Really, what people want to be doing is coming back from Dublin at that point in time, having spent their day, whether it's in, you know, for meetings, for health purposes, or indeed for connecting flights. And this is going to be a huge blow. We have the fantastic organisation that supports so many hundreds of people with cancer across the Donegal already, reaching out to elected representatives and spelling out very clearly the detrimental impact that this will have for patients and how it will affect appointments. And that's just one element, but a very important element. And that's why we need an urgent meeting now with the minister before this contract is signed.
The long-term fear would be that if the service as offered doesn't meet with the demand, doesn't meet with the need, then the numbers using the service may fall. And if those numbers fall, then sometime down the line, maybe when it comes to the next PSO contract, the argument is going to be there isn't enough demand for the service. Why have it at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Donal, like, and you know, instead of having a mid, what they're basically offering is that there will be a flight down from Dublin at 6:30 in the morning. I don't know many people that will walk down to Donegal at 6:30 in the it's the opposite. They want to be up early in the morning and then come down in the evening, but also have the opportunity to come down in the middle of the day. So this will have a big impact, in my view, in terms of passengers, in terms of footfall, because it just doesn't work for people in Donegal, and I don't believe it will work for people in Dublin come either. So it doesn't make any sense that this is happening. In my view, we should have had it in the contract that there needed to be a morning daytime and evening flight, as we've always had. That doesn't appear to be in the contract. And also, we should have had the airplane in Donegal overnight. That's the way it has always operated. The flight comes down night from Dublin, and it is morning to the afternoon. We'll know that flight has to be cancelled on many occasions because of winds in particular and where it's located. This now increases the risk, because not only is there a risk now that it doesn't take off from Carrickfinn, but before it takes off in Carrickfinn in the morning, it actually has to come down from Dublin at 6:30. So the increase is now, the risk is now increasing quite significantly. And these things should have been dealt with within the contract. My understanding is the contract isn't fully signed yet, but it's very much at an advanced stage. And that's why there needs to be now governmental and ministerial intervention. It's a PSO, which means it's a public service obligation. It is to serve the public. These routes, these flights, these times do not serve the needs, in my view, of people of Donegal or those coming to Donegal. And that's why we need to have this changed.